Bank of Cardiff, this is Sam. How can I help you?
Hey Sam, how you doing?
Not too bad. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Listen, I got a letter in the mail from your company. Oh, let me give you a reservation code number.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
231-0801-0030-0561.
0561? Yes. Okay, give me 1 second. I'll pull up your file here, see what we're working with. All right, and who am I speaking with?
Joanne Brown.
Joanne, okay. And Joanne, what's the name of the business that you're calling with?
KJB Specialties.
KJB Specialties, okay. Okay, cool. And is this the best number to reach you on in case we do get disconnected, the 904 number?
Yes.
Okay. Give me 1 second here. All right. And then the address we have for the business is 1551 Edgewood Avenue in Jacksonville. Is that still correct?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So, you know, as far as our programs go, we have a lot of different programs. It kind of, you know, depends on what your specific need is. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for, and I will point you in the right direction here.
Just for a small loan, about $20,000, $25,000.
Okay.
Now, I see... So what loan programs do you have available? I see I'm on, looking on your, you have secured loan, unsecured refinance programs, what else?
Sure. I mean, we have a lot of different programs. I mean, we're an actual bank, so we have a whole lot to work with. It kind of depends on what you were looking for. Are you looking to buy some equipment, or what are you looking to do with the money?
I use it for working capital.
Oh, just general... So we'd be talking.
Hold on, just 1 second.
Sure.
Okay, hello. I'm sorry about that.
Okay, no problem, no problem. All right.
So do you guys do it for like what about like do you loan money off credit cards?
I mean, we have different programs that, you know, if you take payments through credit cards, we have some programs that that's a payback option, taking a percentage of the credit cards. And then, you know, everything else is on the table too. What type of operating capital were you looking for? What are you primarily looking to do with the cash?
Purchase inventory.
Additional purchase inventory. Okay. What do you guys do over there? What type of business is it?
Restaurant.
Oh, okay. All right. Restaurant. How long have you been in business?
Since 1997.
97. Nice. What type of restaurant you got?
Barbecue.
Oh, cool. Cool. Okay. yeah. So if you're looking to purchase inventory, we're looking more on the unsecured working capital side. How long does it take for you to turn the inventory over?
Well, we use inventory every day, but I need to be able to get some additional inventory for some expansion stuff that we're trying to do.
Oh, okay. All right. Nice. Do you just have the one location?
Yeah, one location, yeah.
Okay. All right. And then, you know, what do you guys do for your yearly gross revenue there?
With everything we do like $1 million, like about $100,000 a month.
That's okay.
What we do with our catering services, the restaurant, with everything together.
Nice, yeah. Okay. And any idea how soon you were looking to get the funds in place?
As soon as possible.
Okay, cool. All right. And then, are you the 100% owner over there?
Majority owner, like, pretty much, mostly. More than 75%, yeah.
Sure. How's the rest of that breakdown go? How many people are included in that?
It's just two, but the other person, I pretty much own, like, 99%, so I'm pretty much the majority owner, so.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. And then, let's see, as far as your personal credit goes, how does that look? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle?
I don't know. It's not bad. I just don't have a
Okay.
lot in my personal name, so I don't know how the score looks. What the score need to be?
It kind of varies. We have programs for if you're, low 600s, we got programs, all the way up to 800s. Just trying to get an idea of what we're working with, 'cause it's
I really don't know because I haven't pulled my credit score up in a while. I
okay.
don't have anything on there, really. So,
Sure. So we're probably
I
looking
don't know.
somewhere pretty in the middle of the row there, which leaves it leaves a lot available to us. All right. Now, have you done a working capital loan before?
I did it with First Data, but
Okay.
our merchant account company, we paid it back, but I did one with First Data before.
Okay. Now, was that one of those where it was through the credit cards?
Yeah, I think they took out we paid it back, but I think it was like 20% of the credit
Okay.
card sales, because I think we do about 25,000 credit card sales per month. So I think it was like about 20% of credit card sales, something
Sure,
like that.
sure. And we do have those available. It's not all that we have. I know that those are actually getting a whole lot more popular. A lot of people like it just because when you're paying it back, if you have, a slower day or a slower month, the payback, slows down with it, which is kind of a
Right.
nice little trait. Now, for the restaurant, you guys barbecue in Florida, are you seasonal at all, or do you stay pretty consistent throughout the year?
Pretty consistent throughout the year.
Oh, nice, nice. What kind of setup is it? Is it a sit-down restaurant, or do you come in
Drive-through
a...
only.
Oh, drive-through only. Nice, nice. Okay, cool. All right. Now, let me see here. Just a second. Sorry, I take all my notes by hand, so it takes me a little minute.
Okay.
Okay, so we're looking at...
What do you what go ahead. What do you need from me?
Okay, I just want to do a quick rundown, make sure we're on the same page here. Looking for about 20 to 25,000. We're going to use it for inventory, so we're going to go on the unsecured cash side. Primarily looking for inventory. Did you have an idea of what type of term you were looking for?
You tell me what options I have available.
Yeah,
Tell me
okay,
what you need and tell me what options I got.
so we start as short as 3 months. If it's something where you're going to turn the inventory over quick, you don't want to hold on to the loan for too long and pay all that extra interest. So a short term's available. We go as far as 3 years out. Now, for first-time borrowers, the 3 years, it's not very common. What we're seeing more of is
I ain't trying to do that too long.
yeah, okay, cool. So, typically the average, what I'm seeing the most of is somewhere between 6 and 18 months. That seems to fit what most people are looking for. So what we can do is we'll
Okay,
qualify.
so let me ask you a question. So basically, with your program, how much interest do you charge? What's your payback?
Sure, so it'll vary depending on which term you choose. So the longer the term,
Okay.
the more payback there's going to be.
Let's say 6 months.
Okay,
Just 6 months.
typically, yeah, and then it'll depend on a few different factors. So we're going to look at 6 months of the bank statements of the business. So we'll get kind of a real-time look at the strength of the business. We'll take a look at the personal credit. We'll take a look at how long you've been in business. Now, if we're talking average credit, you've been in business a long time, so that's going to help you out a lot. So from the little here that I can see, if we're looking at a shorter term too, you're going to be in one of the, one of the A to B programs, something a little better. Maybe not an A just because the credit's probably not fully built up. But we'll typically start at about 10 cents on the dollar, and we'll work up from there, depending on what you qualify for. So the process would be we'll get you qualified for the largest amount and the longest term. Now from there, you can choose how much you want. Based on your sales, you're going to qualify for a whole lot more than just the 20,000. So you don't need to use the whole amount that we qualify you for. You can choose the 20, 25, and then choose the term that makes the most sense for you. So we'll qualify you for up to, who knows, it might be 18 months, but you can turn around and choose just to do the 6 month, and on that, you're going to be paying a much lower rate on, for your payback. Now,
So
the exact amount of, yeah, sorry, go ahead.
So what I send you over my 6 months of my bank statements and what else?
Yeah, so it'll be 6 months of the bank statements, the most recent tax return that you have. So do you have 2015 done already?
No.
Okay, so 2014 will work. Have you filed an extension for 2015?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So just send over the 2014 and a copy of the extension that you filed for 2015. And then we'll also need 4 months of the merchant processing statements for the credit cards. Now, that and then as well as a one-page application. So that's the extent of, you know, the paperwork that I need to get you approved, and then we'll get the amounts and the terms and work backwards from there, let you choose what makes the most sense from you out of that.
Okay, I see what you're
saying. Now, I can send you an email with a list of all of that and the application. What's a good email to send something over to you at?
A good email is JOANNMBR78 at Hotmail.
Is that BR as in boy?
BBR. Hold on just 1 second.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Hello, hey.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. All right, so anyway, it's Joanne, M as in Mary,
okay.
BR 78
okay.
At hotmail.com.
Okay, I gotcha. So I'll send you an email. It'll have the list. It'll have the application, and you'll have all of my contact information. So
now, how do you want me to send you my You want me to just go in there and download the
The bank statements and the merchant statements. Usually, you know, if you can download a PDF and send it back in an email, that's usually the easiest way. If that presents a problem, you can always fax it too if that's easier. I'll send my fax number along with that.
Okay.
I know a lot of people it's easy just for the email, but we got both available to you, and we'll make whatever is easier for you work.
Okay.
And then, you know, once you get all of that back to me, it usually takes me about 24 hours to get you to turn around and give you the answer on how much that you qualify for. And then we can go over some options and let you choose what makes the most sense. Did all that sound in line with what you're looking for here?
Yeah, all of it sound good. I just go ahead and get everything downloaded and send over to you today, if not all today in the morning.
Okay, that sounds good. Now, just a quick question for you. You know, when you did that previous loan, is it completely paid off or is it still open right now for you?
No, it's completely paid off.
Okay, and, you know, just for the sake of fitting you into the program that you want best, did you like the credit card option? Was that something that you're open to?
Yeah, that was good. I like that. Yeah.
Okay, now just to give you a little initial feedback, if that's the case, you're in a pretty good position because if you do a healthy amount of sales through the credit cards, it's going to leave a lot available to you. So, you know, if you qualify for a large amount and you're only going to use a smaller amount, there's less risk to that loan, so you're going to be sitting in a better position. I think it's a good option for you. I think we're definitely going to have something that's going to, you know, make sense for you. So that's a good starting point. We got some good stuff to work with. I'll go ahead. I'll send you the email, right now. It'll take me about 5 minutes to put it together. But as soon as you get it back into me, if it comes in today, we'll get something for you tomorrow. If it comes in tomorrow, I'm here early, so I can try to pump it out and get some answers back to you pretty quickly.
Okay, that sounds good. All right.
Did you have any other questions for me before you let me go, Joanne?
That's it.
Okay, perfect. And like I said, on the email you have all of my information. So if you have any questions,
what email you have for me?
Oh, so yours is Joanne, JOANN, M as in Mary, B as in boy, R as in Roscoe, 78@hotmail.com.
Okay, all right, I would look forward to seeing it. Thanks.
Okay, perfect. Thanks a lot, Joanne.
Okay, is it new or used? Well, is it, why don't you tell me a little bit more info about it first, and then we can work on that. Is it a new tractor or a used tractor?